I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report, getting ready to hunt deer the way the true mountaineers used to do it. A preview of West Virginia's muzzleloading season in a moment.
We know the future of hunting depends on our nation's youth. But did you know that in many states, it's illegal for you to take your son or daughter hunting until the age of 12 or even older? As a result, we have fewer young hunters, and the Families Afield program is designed to eliminate those barriers. Hunting is safe, and the safest hunters afield are young people with adult mentors. Visit our website at familiesafield.org to find out how you can bring more families afield.
The earliest settlers here in West Virginia protected their homes and fed their families by loading their long rifles from the business end. Well, next week in the Mountain State, West Virginia sportsmen will get that opportunity to relive those times with the muzzleloading season for deer. Jim Crum, the DNR biologist in charge of deer management in the state, says it's a favorite time of his.
Usually, though, the weather's a little tougher. The deer are a little more skittish, and I think it's a more challenging season, is the way I look at it. And I enjoy hunting the muzzleloader season.
Now, originally, the muzzleloading season was created and often called black powder season with the purists in mind. But the laws have been relaxed over the years to accommodate new developments in technology that have allowed for inline muzzleloading rifles in West Virginia. Crum says although the weapon is not necessarily a primitive hunting season anymore, it is still a challenge to one's woodsmanship.
Well, I think it's the challenge of using although you can say that you have that opportunity to use more modern weapons, you're not limited to a flintlock or percussion side lock percussion, but I think it's the challenge of using a single shot muzzle-loading rifle to take a deer.
There are many diehard purists, however, who relish the opportunity to hunt with those old-time firearms, some with a side pan, some with a flintlock.
I think there's a lot of traditional people, even though they do have to put on some blaze orange by regulation. I've even seen people out there in their buckskin, so it's kind of it's an interesting season.
As for the impact of this additional season on deer, it's not very much. Crum says the numbers of deer killed during the season are not all that high, and the season is held annually basically to accommodate a certain set of the hunting constituency.
Our harvest on the muzzleloader season has been running in the teens as far as the total harvest during that time period statewide. So, yeah, it can be a management season for people that still need to kill some antlerless deer on their property to manage their herds, but it's mainly a recreational season.
I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.